reading from 2 Peter. Our Lord Jesus' divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Thus he has given us, through these things, his precious and great promises, so that through them you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of lust, and may become participants of the divine nature. For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love. For if these things are yours and are increasing among you, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For anyone who lacks these things is nearsighted and blind, and is forgetful of the cleansing of past sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, be all the more eager to confirm your call and election, for if you do this, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be richly provided for you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Oh, Reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the street, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think and they will that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God." I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the power of the Holy Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Tranquility, God, dominion, may peace till the earth is filled with.
It was a stewardship consultant who taught me something about what it means to lead an integrated life. Now, this was a stewardship consultant who worked for the National Church, but they were not at my church in Greensboro because we had paid them to come in and teach us something. She was here because she had actually grown up in that church. Her mother was Dottie Clark. Perhaps you've heard of Dottie. Everybody in Greensboro has. And she had grown up, and her path had taken her in the world of fundraising, and to continue and to actually be someone who went to dioceses and to churches all over the country to talk about what it meant. But she gave us a free lesson because she was really just there to visit her mother. So I would normally say that you get what you pay for, but actually it was really rich because we were there gathered in one of the kind of comfortable parlors of the church. And she shared with us what it means to go from just beginning in the course of faith. And she was talking about the concept of money, but really it's anything. It's as we grow in our giving, but it's also as we grow in our how we share our time, as we grow in charity, as we grow in grace, as we talk about it at the birthday prayers. But she talked about those who, especially in this context of how we practice philanthropy and generosity, it is those who are really, we use the word converted. The ones who are really converted, who have something has changed in them, and their giving is so rooted in their lives that actually everything in one part of their life becomes profoundly integrated into all other areas of their lives. And that in that there is a sense of contentment and even joy. And the same thing could be said of our art, of our music, of if we are committed to something in our life, in our vocation, in our family life, in our works of goodness. As all of these integrate, what we say and pray on Wednesday or Sunday or whatever that day is should integrate, should flow almost seamlessly into the rest of our days and the rest of our lives. Rarely does this start out that seamlessly. Well, it does for little children. But as they age, we become, you know, the burdens of the world fall on our shoulders and it no longer flows. But the wonderful gift of the life of faith, and this is something that William Law taught us, that is the more we grow, the more we give ourselves to this wonderful life of faith and to the wonderful love of Christ, the more our lives become infused with this grace and love, and the more what really matters becomes integrated in all parts of our lives. He was a priest in the 18th century who said, if we are to follow Christ, it must be our common way of spending every day. If we are to live unto God at any time or in any place, we are to live unto Him in all times and in all places. If we are to use anything as the gift of God, we are to use everything as God's gift. If we're going to use anything as a gift that God gives us, then we are called to use everything. Everything as a gift. His challenge to take Christian living seriously inspired the evangelical movement in England. It was the root of so much of profound spiritual awakening in the the Church of England. This is always the story of the Episcopal and Anglican Church. We sort of rotate between eras of being kind of stuffy and swinging back towards the evangelical side. Fun to read the cathedral history and learn about how the deans and the bishops were always going back and forth between that. I could never tell who was on which side, by the way. But he inspired George Whitefield, who was very much one of the early lights of Methodism, and of course, John Wesley. William Law laid the foundation for the religious revival of the 18th century, for the evangelical movement in England, for the Great Awakening in America. He was deeply committed to simplicity, devotion, and to works of charity, and deep, profound integrity. So when I use the word integrated, I mean that quite intentionally. Integrated means to be, in one way, to be woven into all parts of a thing. So to live and speak with integrity means to speak out for the truth, even when it is at risk to yourself. So when he spoke out, or rather declined to speak out and say the oath to the monarch, the House of Hanover, he was deprived of his means of making a living. He could no longer serve as a clergy person. He was a non-juror. And so he had to make his living as a tutor. Actually, the son, tutor to the father of Edward Gibbon, the historian. If we are to follow Christ, it must be in our common way of spending every day. We are to live unto God at any time or in any place. We live unto God at all times and in all places. The gifts of God are abundant and all around us. And we make the mistake so often in our lives of faith and church to say, that is clearly a gift, and in the rest of my life, I'm just going to forget about it. But the point is this, that if any one thing is a gift, then we are showered with, surrounded by gifts. If we are to use anything as a gift of God, we are to use everything as God's gift.
Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication unto you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God's Son.